With this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, I am in Warren County with the United Red Storm softball team. Let's hear it for them. Wonderful. Let's meet before they take on the crosstown Monmouth Roseville Titans. You're going to win, right, ladies?
Yeah!
Let's meet the United Red Storm softball team.
Ashton Chandler, senior center field.
Wonderful.
Marley Lair, senior pitcher.
Okay. Claire Otting, senior first baseman. Okay.
Janelle King, senior right field.
Okay. Ivy Roden, junior shortstop.
Okay.
Sydney Ellswick, junior left field.
Okay. Aaron Bashong, junior outfield.
Brianna Shea, junior catcher. Okay.
Michaela Crane, junior, third base.
Okay. Kaylee Cornell, sophomore, shortstop.
Okay. Jordan Lands, freshman, third base.
Okay. Michaela Hootman, outfield, freshman.
Kaylin right. Sperry, freshman, shortstop.
Right. Mallory Brunswick, freshman, left field.
All right.
Riley Horner, freshman, second base.
All right.
Riley Terrell, freshman, pitcher.
All right.
Alyssa Beltran, freshman, and I play second base.
All right, we are in Warren County with the United Red Storm softball team. And Kevin Tyrell is here today and getting ready for a matchup with, is it a Crosstown Classic of sorts?
It is. It happens to be in the postseason, but yes, we're bringing the Crosstown, the 2 mile gap where a lot of these kids grow up and hang out in the summer together, and going to have a nice little battle here this afternoon for who continues the postseason run and who has to end the season.
Well, United Red Storm voted Hometown Heroes last week, and tell me, give me the highlights of the Red Storm for the season. So far, you guys are still going at it.
You know, we are, I mean, obviously for the 1 and 2A, the postseason starts today, but this is a young group. We've got four seniors, and we've got, you know, a good group of juniors, but really we're really young, and it's been a fun season. It's been a growing season. This is my first year, so we're trying to do things a little bit differently than maybe what we've done in the past, and trying to change the culture and what's expected out here. And super proud of these young ladies out here because they've really embraced what I'm trying to do. And you know, to come in here and have five freshmen, sometimes six, and a sophomore in the starting lineup every given night, and, you know, to have a chance to finish this season a few games over 500 is really, really rewarding, and obviously we want to build upon this. This isn't just a one and done. You know, this is, you know, the next couple of years really build upon this, and hopefully you're going to see some really good things from the United Red Storm softball program.
Well, Coach, it's good to hear you say those words. And you said your first year, so but I bet you've been around softball and know about weather conditions in March and April for softball. It was a tough season for you guys in the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody had that same challenge here at the beginning of the year. And, you know, talking to some of the tenured coaches in the area, they're like, well, I just can't ever recall something like this. You know, and you are right. This isn't my first year coaching. I've volunteered out here for a few years under Coach Baker. But, you know, I've been involved with the travel circuit for many years in the local area. So, you know, this game, it's been in my blood. I inherited it from my father, and it's something that I will always be a part of. I don't see ever getting away from this game. And I just love it. But, you know, you take the challenges of what Mother Nature provides you, and you just deal with it and got to overcome it.
That's right. And Kevin, you said grew up in Alexis.
That's correct. Yep, I'm a local boy.
Yeah, not far. Who were a couple of the guys, even in baseball or whatever sports you did, who you kind of looked to as great coaches, mentors coming up, who you said, I love how that guy does it?
You know, I go back to when I was playing baseball, and, you know, through junior high and into high school. I was pretty blessed. We had Ron Smith and Bill Meyer as our summer. You know, we didn't have a high school team, a baseball team at that time. But Bill Meyer and Ron Smith were two coaches that I had the utmost respect for. You know, and it was a business at that time. And, you know, we got in there, we practiced every day, and they taught us the right way of how to play the game. And it was a matter of you do what you got to do to get to the ball and get the outs. And, you know, at the time, we didn't know any better. We just did it, but we believed in them and we had trusted in them. And looking back, I didn't realize how impactful they were. And then obviously my dad, Jeff Terrell, some people know him as Fluff. He'd been involved in taught many, many, many young lady how to throw fast pitch softball underhand, and you know, he was at Monmouth College for many years. You know, he was very inspirational to me, probably more so than anybody. And just, you know, I miss having those dialogues of what would you do and how would you handle this scenario, because it was a lot of fun doing that with him.
Yeah, and you probably bring a lot of that to the game. How did you start these girls off this year? Do you have a mission statement that gets them going?
You know, our the first thing I brought to him was our slogan was Mudita. And I shamelessly stole that from Patrick Murphy, the coach of Alabama softball. And what it means is celebrating the success of others as much as you would your own. And what that really means is, you know, a sacrifice bunt where you get absolutely no reward for it, but you put somebody in scoring position, should be celebrated more so than a home run.
Absolutely.
It's the little things. It's about really cheering. If you're not in the starting lineup, are you celebrating that girl that is? And it's doing those little things, because even if you're not in the starting lineup, does not mean that you're not crucial to this program and what we're trying to accomplish. We also do something a little bit different is I have weekly call-outs. So every one of my players has the ability to call out any other player in the lineup and say, I want to start this position today. So in our practice, we have a time we set aside and we say, all right, who's got the call-outs? And then they challenge. There's no coaching. It's just a reactionary, here's situations. How are you going to handle this? What are you going to do? It's based off of performance only, and we've got all the coaches that are evaluating, and then we give immediate feedback. And if you've earned that position because you just displayed better behaviors and better results, then you get that opportunity for the start the next week.
Well, Coach, just my last 3 minutes standing here with you, I got a feeling the United Red Storm softball team's in pretty good hands with you, and I hope to see you here. You know, we already awarded a team of the spring sports season, but we're coming to you a little bit late, but I know we'll be back to see the United Red Storm next spring.
Well, I sure hope so. It's one of those, like I say, I'm really proud of this group and going to miss the seniors. They provided great leadership, but, you know, I look at this group and I know that we've got a lot of eager young ladies to step up, and I feel pretty confident about the young ladies in the junior high that are going to come and join us here as well. So I hope you're spot on. I hope I can continue to do the right things with this program and continue to make everybody proud and show the results on the field.
Well, good luck before the Monday storm. Go get them, Red Storm, against Mom to Throwsville today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Mudita, 3, 1, 2, 3!
Mudita!